Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
A number one for Blondie back on this day in 1980. Call Me. The song featured in the Richard Gere movie, American Gigolo.
Blondie has, been accepted by radio, you know, and the people, of course.
Still in 1980, 32-year-old English singer Brian Johnson joined Australian group AC/DC, replacing Bon Scott. Funny story how he got off of the gig.
The phone rang and I picked it up and there was this lady with a German accent. She was going, is this Brian Johnson? And I said, it is. Who is this? And she said, I cannot say. We are wanting you to come to London and to sing with the band audition. And I said, which band? And she went, the initials. I will tell you the initials. There's AC and CDC. And I said, you mean AC/DC? She went, Scheiße, I have said too much.
The start of a two-week run at the number one spot for Prince on this day in 86 with Kiss, later covered by Tom Jones.
Kiss!
Robbie Williams' debut album, Life Through a Lens, hit the number one spot on the album charts on this day in 98, spending a total of 218 weeks on the charts with sales of 2.4 million copies.
My life's been so extreme. And I'm from a place in Northern England, working class, where this just doesn't happen to anybody at all. And, you know, once you start pondering these things is when the real trauma... is when the real problem kicks in. And I prefer not to.
She won't forsake me. I'm loving angels instead.
That is Today in Music for Monday, the 19th of April at Mix 104.9.